Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. On the heels of peace talks by the United States between Ukraine and Russia, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is hosting a follow-up summit of world leaders that addresses Russia's war with Ukraine. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Starmer is calling Saturday's virtual summit the Coalition of the Willing. It does not simply look for peace, but also looks into ways to militarily and financially assist Ukraine. About 25 countries' leaders, including Ukrainian and European leaders, are involved. It does not include representation from the United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Posting on his Truth social media site Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump said there's a very good chance that the war in Ukraine can finally come to an end. Russia and Ukraine exchanged heavy aerial attacks overnight, with both reporting more than 100 enemy drones. The strikes came less than a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin met with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff to discuss a 30-day ceasefire proposal. On Thursday, Putin said that he supported a truce in principle, but details needed to be discussed. The head of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, Abdallah Maki Mosli al-Rifai, has been killed in an operation by Iraqi intelligence forces in the U.S.-led coalition. Iraq's prime minister made the announcement Friday. A security official says the operation was carried out by an airstrike in Anbar province in western Iraq. Another official says the strike happened Thursday night, but his death was confirmed on Friday. Both officials spoke on the condition of anonymity, as they were not authorized to discuss the operation publicly. U.S. designated terror group Hamas says it will only release an American Israeli hostage and the bodies of four others if Israel fully implements the ceasefire agreement in Gaza. A senior Hamas official says talks on the truce's next phase must start immediately and last no more than 50 days. Hamas also is demanding more Palestinian prisoners be freed, the entry of humanitarian aid, and an Israeli withdrawal from a key border corridor with Egypt. This is VOA News. South Africa's ambassador to the United States is no longer welcome in the country, according to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. It's the latest action against the nation the Trump administration has targeted for sanctions. U.S. officials have accused South Africa of policies they say are anti-white and anti-American. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
Rubio accused Ibrahim Rasool of being a race-baiting politician and declared him persona non grata. No additional details were available from the State Department. An executive order was signed in early February by President Donald Trump that cut aid to the black-led South African government. Trump said South Africa's white Afrikaners were targeted in a new law that allows the government to expropriate private land.
VOA's Alexis Strope. The South African government insists no land has been seized, rejecting U.S. criticism as misinformation. The expropriation law is meant to address historic land inequality stemming from the country's apartheid-era white minority rule. South Africa says it, quote, remains committed to building a mutually beneficial relationship, unquote, with Washington. The U.S. Senate passed a stopgap spending bill Friday evening, averting a partial government shutdown and overcoming Democratic opposition to the measure. Many Democrats expressed anger after the top-ranking Democrat in the chamber, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, announced Thursday night that while he disliked the bill, a shutdown was a far worse option.
In a shutdown, Donald Trump and DOGE will have the power to determine what is considered essential and what is not. And their views on what is not essential would be mean and vicious, and would decimate vital services and cause unimaginable harm to the American people.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Senate Democrats to go against their leader. The bill ended up being passed 54-46, though. And President Donald Trump praised Schumer, saying he did the right thing. The continuing resolution buys lawmakers time to reach a compromise on Senate and House versions of government spending for the next fiscal year, which begins in October, a key tool for implementing Trump's domestic policy agenda. The Trump administration is weighing new travel restrictions that could affect citizens from dozens of countries. A draft memo, according to sources familiar with the matter, outlines a list of 41 nations divided into three groups. 10 of those countries, including Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, Cuba, and North Korea, could face a full visa suspension. The proposed measures are part of a broader effort to tighten U.S. immigration. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his growing concern about the rise of anti-Muslim bigotry in a video post on social media platform X on Saturday, marking the International Day to Combat Islamophobia. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.